This is Mr. Electric Blue on sweetmusic.fm.
This is Mr. Electric Blue, and I'm doing my very first podcast, very first show for sweetmusic.fm. Now, I am sitting at home on this relatively quiet Sunday afternoon, recovering from an uneventful but decently interesting bay beats. I caught bands like The Love Song, A City in Film, I'm not sure, and Plain Sunset. The Love Song were really, really good. I saw them yesterday, and Plain Sunset were surprisingly good on Friday. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I didn't expect Plain Sunset to be good or anything like that. I've seen Plain Sunset quite a lot, and to be honest, I thought nothing could have surprised me. But I don't know. The atmosphere was just very befitting, and the kids were going crazy. I tell you. It was just madness from left to right in front of the stage, and the band members were obviously enjoying themselves. They were feeding off the energy, and yeah, it was amazing. And yeah, word up to love song. I would love to play a love song right now, but I'm still waiting for my CD to come in the mail. Okay, enough about my weekend. I'm gonna play some music now. I'm gonna play a track from Deerhoof's previous album. I'm not sure which album it was. Their sophomore effort, I think. Well, anyway, it's called The Runner's Four. It was released before Friend Opportunity. And I don't know about you, but I really like Deerhoof. I think, you know, they're one of the premier post-punk bands that actually do experimental post-punk music rather tastefully. So this is The Runner's Four by Deerhoof, and you're listening to Mr. Electric Blue on sweetmusic.fm. That was Deerhoof with Running Thoughts off their Runners 4 album. You're listening to Sweet Music, .fm, and you're with me, Mr. Electric Blue, on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. And if you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. I am bored to death. I am bogged down with work, assignments from school, but here I am devoting my time to this wonderful cause of promoting Okay, I'm not gonna get philosophical about it. I just play my favorite songs. So I'm gonna play another favorite song of mine in a little bit. But first up, I'm gonna tell you about this band that I am in cahoots with. They are none other. They are none other than London's Guillemots. They appeared out of nowhere in 2004, and right now they're taking the music world by storm. Okay, I'm not sure if they are, but you know, they're definitely a band after my heart. Well, you know, a lot of people say the Guillemots are eccentric and experimental, but Fife Dangerfield has this to say.
We generally come across as either totally pretentious or really wacky. People go on about us being eccentric, but I can name you loads of other people who are more eccentric than us.
Well, Fife, you know, there is a line of argument that suggests if you don't want to come across as wacky, you should probably dissuade your bass player from dressing up as an 18th century French monarch and reconsider wearing a window frame around your neck when there are photographers present. You know, but Dangerfield insists that the fault lies elsewhere. No, he says,
a lot of stuff gets made up about us. Apparently, I once produced a vacuum cleaner on stage, which has never happened. There's a story that we marched through the audience wearing masks, and that isn't true either.
He thinks for a moment.
Actually, I sometimes wave something around stage that looks like a vacuum cleaner too.
Well, Fife, I don't know. Guys, experimental, eccentric, or not, they write really good songs, and this is Made Up Love Song number 43, and you're listening to sweetmusic.fm.
I love you through sparks and shining dragon sights. Now there's poetry in an empty coke can. I love you through sparks and shining dragons, I do. Now there's majesty in a burnout caravan. You got me off the paper round, just sprang out of. Best things come from nowhere. I love you, I don't think you care. I love you through sparks and shining dragons, I do.
Yeah.
And that was the Goulamots with Made Up Love Song number 43.
And you're with me, Elias, and I probably won't be going anywhere until you press the stop button on your media player. Yes, again, this is my maiden podcast for Sweet Music FM, and it's really been a while since I last recorded a podcast, so, you know, if I run out of things to say, or I fumble up a bit, but forgive me. So, anyway, next up, I'm gonna play a song off the new Interpol album. Now, Interpol, like the point in a dying relationship in which anger turns to apathy, Interpol spin the sort of self-loathing melancholia that feels strangely therapeutic. And, you know, in true Interpol fashion, on the third album, Our Love to Admire, the band have colonized the rich turf at the intersection of meticulously structured mope rock and free-flowing three-chord pop, where moments of resignation actually, you know, cozies up alongside twinkling hopes for the future. Like Amy Winehouse to cocaine. Okay, I'm not gonna waste any more time. I'm gonna play Noir and Threesome off Interpol's third and latest album, Our Love to Admire. The song really stood out for me because, wow, no I in threesome. There is no I in threesome. Well, Paul Banks sure knows how to state the obvious. And you're listening to sweetmusic.fm with me, Mr. Electric Blue. Enjoy.
And I am on for it.
that was Interpol with No Eye and Threesome, gradually losing their Joy Division cover band likeness. And okay, so anyways, this next song that I'm gonna play is a Joy Division cover, how fitting, right? Of a song that most of you, if not all of you, will be familiar with. This is the magical cover version of Love Will Tear Us Apart by Susanna and the Magical Orchestra, pun intended. And this is Mr. Electric Blue on sweetmusic.fm, and I hope you enjoy this cover version more than you enjoy my brand of humor. Not very difficult.
Love will tear us apart.
yet flawed. Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love, love will tear us apart again.
Another girl on the scene, it's art with a heart, you know the kind I mean. Tell me why it is, they all study art. Underage and overdressed, I can't tell them apart. But this one over here's got a little something else. All of that is money and she fancies herself. Says she's 21, she's probably 16. Got a dirty mouth, at least her teeth are clean. Jack from Tennessee makes me think that every girl I see is my cup of tea. Before a fortnight, she ain't no good for me. Before a fortnight, it's such a shallow sea. Well, I can't sing praise for any of the boys who line up girls by multiple choice. Come to the club, girl, I get you on the list. I get myself on you and I get you on the fist. Think we stand out from the clique. Think we're all so unique. But the clothes that we wear are getting mirrored everywhere. In the morning light, she will realize that I'm not the kind of boy that she needs. Before a fortnight, that's what she said to me. Before a fortnight, it's such a shallow sea. Turns out that I'm not to her taste. My fickleness was thrown back in my face.
That was The Holloways with Fit for a Fortnight, and I am fit for a fortnight because I am extremely uncelibate. This is Mr. Electric Blue, and you're listening to Sweet Music FM. It took me about half a day to record this podcast because I did it very intermittently, in between doing my work and all that. The Holloways were one of those bands that NME magazine were quick to proclaim as the next big thing, but in true NME fashion, that proclamation was severely overstated. However, one thing that NME magazine did do right was to proclaim the Libertines as probably the best band ever, and I agree, so let's play a Libertine song. This is Death on the Stairs by the Libertines. We'll be right back.
She had one track mind and eyes for me, all blinded in a war with a pale young Anglican who said he'd help her all he can. Showed her Jesus and his little unholy friend. She had no notion to please him, just say to her and leave him behind. A little boy in a stairwell who says, I hate people like you. I got matchsticks and cable TV, half of less than 50 feet. We'll clamber over the balcony, banging on the window, waking Steve, bringing with a true love his unholy friend. Singing, if you really need it, you just won't leave it behind. So baby, please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. But don't bring that ghost round to my door. I don't wanna see them anymore. Please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. Just don't bang on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. I'll go.
He said to the mouse before, if she loved anybody more than he, turns you into stone. No, I'm reversing down a lonely street, a cheap hotel where I can meet the past and pay it off and keep it sweet. Cause it's sweet like nothing, no, it's just like nothing at all. And I've seen you there, how could I help but stare? It rips the heart out of your baby. Taken far too much to see or think or touch what's real. Stranded on this street that paved my only way home. If you really need it all, you just wanna leave it behind. Oh please kill me. Oh no, don't kill me. Bring that ghost run to my door. I don't wanna see a million more. Please kill me. Oh no, don't kill me. Don't go on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. Oh no.
And that was off Montreal with Suffer for Fashion. That song was off their album titled Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? Now, despite what suggests, off Montreal are not from Canada, they're from Athens, Georgia in the US of A. And they were among the second wave of groups to emerge from the legendary Elephant Six recording company, which also produced great acts such as Apples in the Stereo, the Olivia Tremor Control, and my personal favorite, Neutral Milk Hotel. Okay, we're almost hitting the 40 minute mark here. I'm gonna close the show off with a track from The Veels. The Veels are a London-based New Zealand band fronted by lead singer-songwriter Finn Andrews. The Veels' sound has been likened to artists as diverse as Jeff Buckley, The Birthday Party, The Smiths, and The White Stripes. Yeah. Their live shows have become famed for their emotional intensity and Finn's often scarily possessed stage presence. They have a small but incredibly dedicated fan base worldwide, with fans often crossing continents to see their live shows. Fan obsession with the band has at times verged on fanatical, with three suicides in Japan allegedly caused by the splitting of the first incarnation of the Veels. Finn has cited these events as being part of the reason for his regular retreats back home to New Zealand to write and escape this increasing pressure. Now, this is one of my favorite songs from The Veels. It's off their latest album, Nux Vomica, or is it Fux Vomica, or something like that. Let me see how it's pronounced. It is Nux Vomica, N-U-X-V-O-M-I-C-A, yes. Now, this is The Veels with this incredibly intense track entitled Jesus for the Juggler. This has been a tiring 45 minutes. And you're listening to sweetmusic.fm. Please visit our website at sweetmusic.fm. Yes, put .fm in your browser and you'll get to us. And this is Mr. Electric Blue. Have a good week ahead.